Fuckers and the Wine Cellar podcast audio. What the fuck is going on with you, Father Muckers in the Wine Cellar? You know what the fuck is happening. Stop acting silly. All right? Don't be like Phoenix Cleater. Don't act silly. All right?
I never act silly.
Ma'am.
In Father Teresa's...
Hey. I forgot about that. Do you have a quick headphone solution?
I can grab a pair of headphones. There's a pair in the living room.
Okay, yeah. 8 millimeter, or you know, 3.5 by 5 millimeter. It is White on White Crime Wednesday in the Wine Cellar. I'm actually also going to have a bit of a challenge seeing live comments on the program, and I know we've been getting some reasonable critiques.
We always get reasonable critiques. We have the best critiques, man. Yes.
Hey, he's been to Africa and we haven't.
Right.
We don't know shit.
I don't know anything.
And I haven't. I have not been to the city of Africa and we haven't. All right. I don't know shit.
I don't know anything.
Maybe I should broaden my horizon. There's Meg Loco posted up in the joint. All right, let's get this, you know, I don't shy away from a trigger warning. As soon as I remember, way back in the program, like, I wasn't doing a trigger warning every episode.
Yeah.
But I started doing them when I started doing Rhymecast.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really know what it was. I just knew that some people thought it was a good idea. So I was like, all right, so this one, we're gonna go ahead and have a trigger warning, folks. So, everyone get ready for that, all right? I remember, the Best of the Left program, which is a white man that aggregates clips from other people's shows and then makes money off of it. And that's literally what the Best of the Left is. And he had an episode titled Trigger Warning, and I was like, oh, this is going to be about the gun debate. And it's like all this misogynistic shit. And back then, I was still smoking reefer, so I'm just blazed out like, this is some abstract shit.
Oh,
he called
God.
This shit trigger warning. This a wild motherfucker.
Oh no.
Yeah, I had no idea why he called it trigger warning.
Oh no.
Alright, but that's what we'll go ahead and do. This trigger warning is not too long. Phoenix Kaliter and Michael Graham of Actify Press, they think this is the exact perfect length of a trigger warning.
Nobody said that.
This show is fucked up.
Oh, you know what? That's no good for the external speaker, right?
Cause
yeah, that one has to hear it. Yeah, different engineering.
This show is fucked up.
There you go. That's a short enough trigger warning.
Yes.
All right. And then you just need information.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Is that fucking Dino Red? The man of which, in a previous episode, I slandered. I claimed he had freckles with which he does not. And then I doubled down on that shit. People think I'm not... That's horrible. You can't lie about people.
Really? Because you lie about people all the time.
What, about how they talk?
Yes.
I nail their accents.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. But I'll tell you what, like, this Puerto Rican woman came up to me. And she was like, how you doing, feller? Hey, listen here. Alright, now hold on. Now pay attention, son. Now, if you come on over here, because I just recently moved up north where these fellers is at, you need to go ahead and shovel some snow up out of here, you know, so I can get my car out in the driveway. And in exchange for that, I'll get one of them strap-on dildorinos and I'll peg you down one real quick there. That's how Puerto Rican women talk.
That is not how Puerto Rican women talk.
Perk nailed it.
I mean, they might peg you, but no, that's not how they talk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Call a little Peg Bundy there.
A little Peg Bundy.
Yeah, it's called the No Ma'am Special. Come on.
Woo!
Oh, man. Yeah, remember that fictional character, Al Bundy? He actually had a men's rights activist group on that show, which, of course, it was satirical, but that shit was funny. It's called No Ma'am.
The only one I really remember about that was he somehow got in charge of like a Boy Scout troop, and took them out camping, but no one knew what the fuck they were doing. So they didn't know how to build a fire, so they were all, like, huddled up around a fire pit, and they just put, like, a flashlight in it and put, like, twigs on top of it. And they're like, and this is what's wrong with women. You never get married. That's just, like, all these, like, little Boy Scouts being like, I'm never getting married. But, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, shit. Dino Rhett. Oh, West Coast niggas. He said, you keep talking about trigger warning, and it reminds me of Trigger Gots No Heart. That's an old... In all irony, like, all of October, I've been binging Spice One. Mostly the America's Nightmare album, spelled with 3 Ks. All right. So, yeah, I don't want to get serious at all this episode. Straight white on white crime. All
right.
And then we're closing it out with, white on white rhetorical crime, via mostly white woman Elizabeth Warren.
I actually got a bunch of black people, not a bunch, I got a few black people to download Alex Jones's podcast yesterday.
Oh, to hear that fucking shit?
Because I was tweeting about it. I was like, he just said, in 5 minutes, I have never heard a white person say this about other white people. And like, black people were like, all right, we're going to go listen to it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like, I logged into the Twitter platform and I composed a microblog, also known as a tweet. Yes. And it was along the lines of partisan bias got white supremacists dissing Elizabeth Warren for being too white.
Yes.
That's what's happened. That's the world you live in right now. White supremacists beefing with you because you too white.
Mm-hmm. What a time to be alive. Yeah, I'm, like, actually now kind of redoing my tabs here because I thought I was going to do real headlines. But we're not doing that, so.
Fuck no. White on white crime. You can you can mix in the serious. It's your show, too, knucka.
No, we can do solely funny stories.
All right.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, yeah, we missed an episode. Bring them back hot.
Yeah. Just going to play with my hair.
See you away.
I don't even know what one to start with.
I don't
like, there's so much going on.
Are they in the regular note space?
They are under Wednesday.
Dino Red, let me know if our audio's good. What up?
You want to start with let's get ready for Halloween, set the mood, make things a little spooky.
Get ready for Halloween. Fuck it. Yeah, how many oh man, there's gonna be a lot of Kanye blackface this year.
Oh yeah, somebody made a tweet about that too. They're like, you know, however many days till MAGA hats and blackface for people pretending to be Kanye, and then one day more and Kanye will be defending them.
All right, this one. I'm typically not a big fan of y'all, but black man, white woman, interracial couples, do the T.I. and Melania Trump. Do it.
They're not gonna do it.
Do it. And motherfuckers bad at that shit because they're anti-sex worker. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Right? It's like Melania is a sex worker. And on some level, it's stripping.
Stripping is a part of sex work.
So the person in the video also a sex worker.
Yeah.
Like, they should actually form a coalition from right the fuck there.
Yeah. I just want to know who's going to go with Stormy Daniels this year.
Huh. Who's going to go with Stormy Daniels? Who's that person that played, the fuck is her name? Stifler's mom.
Oh, I don't know her name.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Yeah.
All right, what's cracking?
All right, so, meanwhile, in Florida, Publix. What is Publix? Is that like a Jules?
Publix? Publix. It's like, bougie grocery store, but the employees get, like, some pretty wicked fucking benefits. You know, so, I mean, it's best you're gonna get under feudalism.
So is it like a Mariano's?
Oh, hey, take it a step down.
Oh.
It's not fucking with
me. It's not Mariano's.
Mariano's a bit more bougie. Publix, imagine like Target, but it's all grocery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I always see Publix. I don't know what the fuck that is. So anyways, there's a Publix in Sebastian, Florida.
Yep.
And shoppers called 911 after they saw a homeless man who was just trying to get them in the fucking mood for Halloween, you goddamn killjoys.
Wait, now this is probably the most classist question I'm ever gonna ask.
Yes.
When you're homeless, how do you dress up for Halloween? Like, especially considering, like, the anti-homeless city ordinances and whatnot, where is he keeping shit?
Well, here's the fun thing. If you're this guy, you don't have to dress up because you have props.
Oh, get the fuck out. This is fantastic. Carrot Top Halloween. I like it.
The homeless man was carrying a human skull around Publix and using it as a puppet and making it talk. I can't get over stupid anyway.
Dancing back. Her name is Jennifer Coolidge. She should go with Stormy Daniels. I think she could fucking, like, if she does a fucking little 15-minute stage performance monologue, I think it could be fucking dope. It would clown. You know? There you go. Okay. You see, I'm cool with fucking some white people. Niggas thinking I'm hating. Hating like Satan watching Walter Payton.
So, he was using it as a puppet and making it talk. Witness Nick Pecoraro said it smelled like death. No fucking kidding, because it came from a dead person, Nick. It probably did seal.
Wait, that's like the death. Fucker that called the cops on him?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Nick Pecoraro.
Okay, so Nick Peckerhead, he fucking, like, the because of what the story is, like, he actually matches his punk-ass name.
Yeah. And see, here's the thing. According to the Indian River County Sheriff's Office, the unidentified homeless man who was living in the woods across the street from Publix found the human remains in a secluded area away from the homeless camps and decided to carry the skull to Publix to report the body. See, he was trying to do a fucking good deed. He was trying to let them know. Because he was using it as a puppet doesn't mean anything bad. He was trying to help you get in the Halloween spirit while reporting crimes and doing civic duties.
So that was a fucking real skull.
Yeah.
So he's like the fucking guy who just decided that Caucasians were Europeans. He's like that fucking guy. Isn't that who that was? Some fucker mm-hmm. that was just obsessed with skulls.
Yeah.
And thought skulls were beautiful. And yes. The best skulls came from the Caucasus Mountains, therefore yes. White.
Well, maybe he's a Latino man and he's going to celebrate Dia de los Muertos.
Okay.
You don't know.
And you know what? This might not be a very good business move on my end, but I see Jan Loco saying Jennifer Coolidge is way cool. You know the comedian Mark Maron. He has the WTF podcast. He has a really dope interview with her, and they're like conversation style interviews. Very good. Fuck, Trump has dumbed down the way everyone talks. Excuse the ableist language. See, I'm using ableist language because I'm fucking trying to. All right, this story.
Sheriff's office spokesman Thomas Rowland told WPBF he put the skull on top of a fresh can because he wanted to tell someone to call the sheriff's office. Once deputies arrived, the homeless man led them to the body, which has yet to be identified. Uh-huh. So, I mean, he was just trying to do a good deed. When's the last time y'all did your civic duty and reported a dead body?
Shit, far as I'm concerned, I think they should lighten up on that law for a second and let that pastor they keep arresting get that motherfucker's sandwich for that.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Remember that story?
Stories.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he kept getting arrested. That means, yeah.
Yeah. And for what? Oh, feeding homeless people because they should not be entitled to food, apparently.
Because how dare a Christian act like Jesus?
The fuck? Absolutely not. Yeah. And then, didn't we cover one, too, about a guy who was, like, the city was threatening to evict him from his house, like, they were gonna not let him live there because he was letting homeless people sleep in the basement over the winter.
That was Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. All right. What else have I got here?
Yes, ma'am. Things.
Oh, you know, we do pick on Florida a lot, but white on white crime happens everywhere, including Canada.
Oh, fuck. Does this have to do with them, like, they're smoking reefer doobies out there now, right?
They are, No, this is not about weed. Unless maybe he did weed before he did this, which still doesn't really make sense, because, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a Ripley's Aquarium of Canada, yes, in Toronto.
Yeah.
I want to know if I know anyone in Toronto. Like, I need, like, local outlets covering this story.
Ah, shit. What outlet is this?
This is actually on the Huffington Puffington Post.
Oh, shit. All right.
Mm-hmm. And who the fuck wrote this? David Moyet?
Oh, we've seen that name many a time.
He had a little fun. A Toronto man made a big splash Friday night when he dove naked into an aquarium shark tank. Yeah.
What? That sentence wasn't supposed to end like that.
He dove naked into an aquarium shark tank.
That's a bad protester.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
you smell so good.
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
He was taking a bubble bath?
He was taking a bubble bath with the sharks. Now police are looking for him in connection with a possible indecent exposure charge, as well as a violent assault charge earlier in the evening. Toronto police officers first heard about the naked man swimming with sharks when they got a call from Ripley's Aquarium around 10:30 p.m. Wait, y'all's aquariums are open at 10:30 at night, though?
Because naked men might want to swim with sharks. It's your penis. You can put it near any teeth you want to. That's fucking freedom. See, at least they have freedom in Canada. Down here, you got political correctness. Won't let you put your penis in a shark's mouth. Bullshit.
Shark shit, maybe.
It's going to be shark shit in a minute. Let it digest.
So Toronto police officers heard about the call when they received a call from Ripley's Aquarium. According to spokeswoman Katrina Arrogante.
Arrogante.
That's a horrible last name.
Eschapalante.
Arrogante. All right, Ms. Arrogante. We arrived on the scene within 7 minutes and he was already gone, Arrogante told the Globe and Mail newspaper. There were no injuries to the man, the animals, or the patrons.
All right, so he got out there okay.
Yeah.
In a fucking shark. But then again, I guess I could throw the nuance at it. There are sharks that are, like, considerably small. But then doesn't that just make them really buff piranhas?
Yes.
And I actually want to see some piranhas get busy. Like, not on video. I want to see it in person. I want to see piranhas get busy on something.
Oh, you want to, like, go down to the Amazon and shit?
Oh, no. Can't they, you know, can't capitalism bring some up here? I thought it was efficient. I don't want to travel.
Videos show a bald man swimming in the shark tank while a security guard yells at him to get out of the water.
Get out.
At one point, the man did get out of the pool, only to dive back in again behind a cheering crowd. So, yeah, I wonder how many people were like, oh, nothing actually happened to him, though. I thought it was going to be, like, some shit.
Jumped back in. The stories of that's white-on-white crimey enough for me. I'm white-on-white crime satisfied with that fucking story. These are the facts.
Mm-hmm. The facts and the figures right here.
And we recognize mercenaries trying to pimp us out like that little bitch, Eminem, and his little wannabe thug pansies behind him who aren't real men who wouldn't take on the globalists like Donald Trump or anybody else.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
In the Wine Cellar.
Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
That's Penny Loco.
According to a statement from the aquarium, after purchasing a ticket, the man immediately disrobed and climbed over the security barrier into the shark tank.
Immediately disrobed? Like, now I want to know, what the fuck did he have on that he was able to get that shit off that fast? I wear jeans and shit.
I don't know. Maybe he was just wearing, like, sweatpants. Just pull them down.
Okay.
And I mean, maybe, like, if you knew he was going to be naked anyway, like, no underwear, just a t-shirt and sweatpants or something.
So much shit happened, I forgot about the naked part. Someday we'll be able to afford to hire someone to go through our archives and point out specific details. Like, how many white-on-white crime stories involve nudity?
Quite a few of them, actually.
And what's the... Come on. One side is privileged and more arrogant.
Yeah.
Cis men or cis women.
Right.
Tell me something. Cis men love getting naked and fighting people in, was it a Denny's parking lot or Wendy's or so? I think it was Wendy's parking lot.
Yeah.
We covered that a couple weeks ago.
I think it's Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then mad poopers. That's partial nudity at least.
Yes.
And we did like 3 or 4 mad pooper stories.
Right.
In different states and I think different
countries. One was in Australia.
God damn. That's what happened to Ferguson. She's the mad pooper. Anybody that watches that show, yo, nigga, you
Wentworth.
Gotta go on the Netflix, look at the Wentworth. You got a homie with a Netflix account, tell him, give me your password, motherfucker. Watch the Wentworth. Ferguson is fucking ill. And I think Ferguson is the mad pooper of Australia.
We got Theo watching that shit. Him and his wife watch it together now, so.
Theo Loco.
Yes.
Stay cool, Mr. Sir.
Yes. I don't know if we can make this funny. It's just fucking weird.
Oh shit.
You
don't know what to say. You want to pass it over? All right, let's go. Oh, San Francisco Gate. I like this outlet. This is like the Sacramento Bee, the Sac Bee. All right, so. Oh yeah, huh?
Oh, you didn't know what the fuck to say either.
So this comes off the Associated Press and is reposted to the San Francisco Gate by journalist Paul Elias, October 17, 2018. So that is today as we do this. So a high school student wanted to make a snack, all right, in Northern California to share with some classmates. This is a report from the police fellers. The student and a friend, they baked some cookies and they shared them with at least 9 students at their public charter high school. See, now watch them charter schools, nigga. Things are going on that might is be goings on. And this happened on October 4th, a little earlier this month. All right. A lot of this information is coming from the police lieutenant, Paul Duroshov. And he said that the Da Vinci Charter Academy students told some of their classmates that the cookies contained human ashes. Now, when you think about it, you're like, what, are they at least pot cookies with human ashes so you can pretend you're having a spiritual experience? Something like that. Nah, just the ashes,
just the ashes
in regular fucking cookies.
Yeah, sugar cookies.
Like, and it has to be a white-on-white crime.
Yeah. Like,
so if I'm going to eat a dead white man, I deserve to get high. All right?
Yes.
Because it is a hierarchy that I'm consuming of.
Wow.
So I should get high off the hierarchy. He said that the investigators interviewed 9 students who ate the cookies. And said that there are other supporting details that he declined to enclose that make the allegations credible. Let me check those decibels there. Because we're engineering through 2 different microphone sets.
Woohoo!
And so they declined to disclose and make the allegations credible. Oh, so they're not snitching. That was a very eloquent way of saying the children are not snitching. Let's do that again. Investigators interviewed 9 students who ate the cookies and said there are other supporting details that he declined to disclose to make the allegations credible. Oh no, that's not saying the okay. He said the students are unlikely to be charged with a crime, even if one can be found that would apply. They don't even know if there's a crime. That's the best and the brightest. Nigga, their job is to charge crimes, and they're like, we don't really know if there's a crime.
Which is also like, you think feeding unknowing people your dead grandfather would be a crime, maybe.
But they're ashes, and like, I mean, if they're not contaminated, right? And they're cookies, they don't, like, that's not like a hot serve or cold serve product. That can be in the temperature danger zone.
I mean, but it was a person at one point, like...
Circle of life, nigga. Everything was a person. Stay woke, nigga.
Oh my god.
Nigga, you ate Simba earlier today. Fuck out of here.
Yes.
Yeah, alright. With some barbecue sauce. Yeah,
I ate. Who doesn't love barbecue sauce? Yeah, and oh yeah, Hotep Twitter got mad at me.
Speaking
because you were like, stay woke. It reminded me. Yeah, because they were saying that like black feminists are basically traitors because white feminism is, you know, really racist and blah, blah. And I was like, or black women started doing feminism first and white women stole it and black women are just trying to reclaim their shit. And they said, you sound like you've had too much shea butter. And I was like, it's interesting you admit white people steal things except black women's labor.
Ooh.
And they have not responded since then.
But then also, you had too much shea butter. Like, then that's when you gotta be like, did Tariq tell you to say that? Did your King Flex tell you to say that?
Is this your king?
Oh my Jesus. I'm pretty sure I posted a meme or something like that to winecellarmedia.com. I gotta find it. Yeah, some is this your king shit and someone killed someone and it was funny. Yeah. Nice. I gotta find it. What the hell is this? Fuck Brett Kavanaugh. A classmate who told KCRA that he unknowingly took a bite of one of the sandy textured cookies. Nigga, did she put all the ashes in a small batch?
I don't know.
Learn how to cook, little nigga.
I mean, this is a white on white crime story, so.
Oh, geez. Yeah, it should be undetectifiable. So apparently the cookies were sandy textured, and he believes they contained human ashes. Quote, she had mentioned her grandpa's ashes before. That's a quote from Andy Knox, which, like, fucking, how many Confederate flags are in his house? I'm just stereotyping off a fucking name. I see a K and a X. Another quote from Andy Confederate. I didn't know. I didn't believe her until she pulled out the urn. She told me there's a special ingredient in the cookie. I thought that she put drugs in it or something. And I was kind of horrified. Because she laughed and said it had her father's ashes. And he continued to said, if you ever ate sand as a kid, nigga.
No, I've never eaten sand as a child.
Why? What the fuck? I don't care. And there's people out there that did. Fuck your imagination, all right? Kids got some sense, all right? There's something I always harp on that, like, when I was 12 and 13 years old in the foster care house, and I had to watch the kids all the time and take care of the kids, cook for them, dress them, do their laundry, iron their shit, get them to and from school and whatnot. Like, I did their meals. And when they're eating, and they get to the corn and they want to finish the plate, and they put the fork down and pick up the corn with their fingers, they're being logical. Kids got some damn sense. Mm-hmm. If you were one of the few that ate sand, you really don't make any more kids. Do not contribute to kidism. You can't sit with us. You're not fetch. Neither are you hop skippity fresh, as Phoenix Curleader would say.
As who would say?
Phoenix Curleader.
I think not.
The uppity negroidial temptress.
That is what I am.
Okay. All right. He continues and said, so if you ate sand as a kid, you know how you kind of feel it crunching in between your teeth. So there was a little tiny bit of that. And you kept eating? You fucking weirdo. Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, that's what's going on in charter schools in California. Dead people cookies.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of Andy Knox.
No? No?
Let's see what in the holy heck darn else is going on.
Let's see. We have...
You're not sure.
Well, this is a white-on-white crime, but it's kind of a serious one.
Oh, damn.
Like a stand-your-ground kind of story?
Oh, damn. Oh, wait, it's white-on-white, though.
It is.
That's all right.
All right.
Yeah, where were the fathers? Let's figure this one out.
Yeah. Video shows Florida City Commissioner killing suspected shoplifter. Yeah. Killing. Police on Monday released a graphic surveillance video recorded in Lakeland. You know where Lakeland is? Were you somewhere by there?
It's not too far from where I was.
Yeah. Lakeland, Florida. A city commissioner fatally shot a man who he said was trying to steal a hatchet from his military surplus store.
Hold on, a city commissioner?
Yes. A Lakeland, Florida city commissioner also owns a military surplus store and shot a man to death who was trying to steal a hatchet from said surplus store.
I want to know how the fuck he campaigned. What were those stump speeches like? Like, did he just walk up to the podium and say, "Here is something you can't understand. How I could just kill a man."
He might have been.
Vote for me.
He might have been. The October 3rd shooting has drawn renewed attention to Florida's controversial Stand Your Ground law, which was enacted in 2005 with support from gun lobbyists.
Hey.
Yes. No charges have yet been filed in the shooting of Cristobal Lopez, age 50, of Huachula. Okay.
Hey, kill him and then name it after him.
Yeah. by Lakeland City Commissioner member, or Lakeland City Commission member, Michael Dunn. Mm-hmm. The shooting happened at Vets.
Wow, that's a familiar name.
Oh, shit.
Remember, Dunn? I think killed a black young man in Florida.
Oh.
2015. Michael Brown adjacent type story.
I don't remember.
Remember that shit? He got fucking convicted. Oh, fuck. You weren't in the wine cellar yet.
I don't think I know that one.
No, you weren't. That was, you weren't in the wine cellar yet.
I don't think I know that one.
Yeah, that's an old one.
Yeah. So the shooting happened at Vets Army and Navy Surplus, which Dunn owns. Lopez's obituary described him as an agricultural laborer with three brothers and four sisters. Lakeland is about 35 miles east of Tampa. The video appears to show Dunn grabbing Lopez as he tries to leave the store and then shooting him with a handgun in his right hand. Lopez appears to be holding a hatchet in his right hand. The law eliminated the traditional legal doctrine that a person who has a duty to retreat before using deadly force in self-defense and provide immunity from prosecution. Yeah. We know it's the stand your ground laws. Whatever. Florida's law puts the burden of proof on prosecutors to show that a person was not justified in invoking standing your ground, not on the shooter to establish he or she was justified. Lakeland police say they have released the video because of intense public interest, but have no comment on its contents.
Oh, this is goofy.
Okay.
I'm in the archive chat space, winecellarmedia.com on the Facebooks. Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com said this is random, but Phoenix Kaliter looks lovely.
Shut up.
See? Why are you telling me to shut up?
Because I'm trying to read the story and you're interrupting me.
What's the real reason?
Because I'm trying to read the story and you're like fucking interrupting me and shit.
That's the real reason?
Yes.
Folks know the real reason. She doesn't have on any makeup.
I do not.
Oh, but people think you look lovely. Oh, looks like nature did a good job.
An attorney for Dunn, who took office in January, has said that he and his client would make no public statements and that they haven't yet decided whether to invoke the Stand Your Ground statute. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And if you watch the video, it looks like he shoots the guy and then just kind of like...
Ah, oh, damn, I didn't know there was a video on the queue.
It's really, like, it's not great quality.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it looks like he shoots him and then just kind of stands there watching him bleed out. Yeah. So, yeah, like, out the door and just, yeah. Just
well, you gotta stand there and make sure that you neutralized the target. Like, you don't want to walk away, do you want to turn your back on someone that's clearly dangerous? I mean, this was a white man he shot, right?
Yes.
So being a white man himself, he knows how dangerous a white man is. Takes one to know one.
Arguably.
I could be a lawyer for white men.
You shouldn't do that.
Jackson and Jackson Law Services. Are you a white man that shot a white man? I will get you off. I could rephrase that, but I'm going to leave that in.
No homo, no homo.
Oh, no.
We should do another skit with that character.
Yeah, a character that if I was full time, I'd love to do this character regularly. The no homophobe, and just sort of a satirical character. Look at the archive chat space. There's a Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com said whoopsie days said what? So if two people with guns run into each other, startled. Who is standing their ground then?
Whoever doesn't die.
That's a double wiperty.
I think that in that case it should be nobody's ground, and they need to manifest destiny their way to figure out who gets to keep it.
On a football field. So they basically have to stand in the end zone of a football field, so 100 yards away from each other. And shoot AR-15 rounds at each other until one of them wins. You know how they win.
I would watch that game.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We might have
a new YouTube show. Woo. Are there any white men that would like to sign up? Let us know. We would love to profit off of your freedom.
So much shit is happening in Florida. fucking Florida.
Do we also need a supercut of how many times that sentence was said?
Yeah, because, you know, okay, so I don't know if y'all are aware of how I do show prep, particularly for White on White Crime. I Google, like, search terms, but I do them by state, where I'd be like, Georgia man arrested DUI, right? Like, that's, like, that's literally, like, how I do show prep, right? Like, fucking Pennsylvania woman arrested, you know, I just throw in keywords, just see what fucking stories come up, because this is how you find stories, but...
You should type in span away sometimes.
Oh, I should type in span away.
Yeah, take it back home for me. Folks don't know, my childhood for 7 years, from 5 years old to 12 years old, I lived in span away, Washington State.
Yes.
And I was around some caucasity, if you will.
So I will have you know, the first thing I typed in was span away man, and the suggestion was kills wife and daughter.
Jesus Christ, fucking span away man.
Oh, man.
It goes down. Though that's a sick patriarchy story, though. That's not funny at all. Though, you know what? But I remember this was one when I was a teenager where, like, we stepped outside and a car was driving really fast, and that nigga D-Rock, he was a white cat, I just said Nick, but, you know, he was a white cat, and he was like, oh, yeah, I know her. She's probably trying to run over her husband again.
What?
Yeah. Like, apparently that's the thing. They argue, he goes for a walk, and then she tries to hit him with the car. They have a good relationship, Spanaway style. Learn about it.
Okay, I found a Spanaway story, but I need to read it first because it sounds like it's some shit.
You can't do show prep during the show.
Yeah, you can't. I can't. I almost, like, went down a rabbit hole there. All right. So back to Florida. A man has been sentenced to 40 years in federal prison for concocting a plot to bomb Target stores.
Somehow I knew the word bomb was coming.
In the hopes that he could turn a profit once the resulting explosions drove down the price of the retailer's stock.
What? So he was going to buy stocks low and sell high or some shit?
I don't know. Let's find out.
And the irony of bombing and Target being in the same sentence? I mean, keep going.
Thank you, News4Jax. You are the gift that keeps on giving.
Jesus.
Mark Charles Bennett, age 50, of Ocala. Ocala? Ocala?
Ocala.
Ocala.
Yeah.
Was convicted of several federal offenses, including attempted arson, possession of an unregistered destructive device, and making an unregistered destructive device.
Okay. Unregistered destructive device. Fucking legalese is some of the funniest shit you can ever learn. I like, it makes you want to go to law school so you can be a comedian.
Yeah.
I think that's Sam Cedar. Went to law school and became a comedian.
Yeah. Evidence and testimony presented at trial showed that Barnett, who was also a registered sex offender...
Jesus.
All right. Offered to pay another person $10,000 to place the explosives inside the stores. He assembled 10 of the devices and hid them inside the packaging of common groceries. What the fuck? Once the bombs went off, Barnett predicted Target's stock price would spiral. He planned to buy up shares for a fraction of their value and hold on to them until prices rebounded. If someone has to die so I can make money, so be it. That is some of the whitest, most capitalist shit.
And the nigga just has $10,000 just to pay other people to fucking... I'm sitting here, I'm at work, busting my ass trying to get a $400 bonus.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get a punk-ass $400 bonus. This nigga just got $10,000 to blow shit up.
And that's not counting the cost of his supplies to make the unregistered destructive devices.
Jesus Christ, and his fucking, I don't know, Proud Boys membership account, whatever the fuck else he's spending money on.
Shit. In reality, the person Barnett wanted to hire as was a confidential source for federal investigators. So when Barnett dropped off the explosives with instructions to place them on store shelves in stores from New York to Florida...
And Fallon Loco in the archive chat space said, because a destructive device that is registered is fine, I guess. I guess as long as you register,
yeah, you just have to register
your destructive device, yeah, you're good money.
Yeah, you just need a registry, that's all.
Well, fuck. Well, then tell me how I get my fucking permit. I want destructive devices.
I don't think you're white enough to get one of those.
Ah, no. But if I just talk to him on the telephone.
Yeah, just do it strictly over the phone.
Yeah, I have a very generic... I have a generican accent.
Generican. Yes. So apparently, yeah, so he had instructions to place these on store shelves from New York to Florida. So he was just gonna fucking bomb targets up the whole fucking East Coast.
So he had $10,000 for each one of those, or just the one guy to do them all?
I just think the one guy to do them all.
That's still a heavy budget to me.
But that's still like, I mean, not that I would go plant bombs at Target stores, but nigga, the whole fucking East Coast, you gonna pay me more than $10,000 for that shit.
Maybe he was, you know what? I got nothing. I was trying to like call back to another white on white crime of who he might be paying to do it. But nah, I got nothing.
Federal explosive experts found the devices were capable of maiming and killing people had they been planted and blown up as Barnett had intended. At the time of his February 2017 arrest, Barnett was on conditional.
This sounds familiar. What's the date stamp?
It's from today, but God. I wonder if we're, like, low-key updating a case.
Yeah.
Because he got convicted today.
Okay.
I bet you we covered it when it happened.
This sounds super
it
familiar.
It does, right? As I'm reading, I was thinking that, too. So, hi, guess what? Y'all are getting an update.
Hey, there you go. We're a fucking serious goddamn news show. You see what I have on? A fucking pea coat, goddammit. News. I'm bald.
That's not news.
I haven't. No, that hasn't been news since fucking 2007.
At the time of his February 2017 arrest, so I bet you that's when we covered it, February 2017.
Ah.
This is the update, because now he's been convicted. Barnett was on conditional release from state prison, where he was serving time for sexual assault, kidnapping, and theft. He was also previously convicted of kidnapping in a separate case in Mississippi.
Jesus Christ.
So he kidnapped someone in Mississippi, got out, kidnapped someone again and sexually abused them in some way in Florida, and got out, but what he's getting 40 years for is planning to bomb targets.
How do people live these lifestyles?
I don't know.
Like, to me,
and
like...
he's only 50.
He's 50?
Yeah.
Like, I'm walking on the wild side by drinking alcohol while doing the podcast. Like, that's wacky to me. Like, this motherfucker's running around being Super Bomberman, if you remember that from Super Nintendo. Guess what?
Yes.
Guess what, nigga? Hey, guess what, nigga? Mm-hmm. Our voter registration cards are laminated.
Nice.
Did that shit today. What kind of fly-ass niggas you know that got laminated voter registration cards? Gia. All right, that was a major tangent.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I was going to say? That was some good dead air right there. That was good radio.
Because, you know what? I just want to throw it out there. I fact-checked this story, okay? Because the headline...
Yes.
I fact-checked it, alright? This happened. You want this one?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Me?
Well, just look at the headline and tell me if that's your style.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Really, the name of the town is Niceville? That's not real. That's not fucking
real.
It is real. Niceville.
And it's in Florida.
I have a DVD called Pleasantville. That's real. Real fiction. Niceville isn't even real that. Fine.
Yes.
Really? And they Photoshop Niceville on a police car to lie to me?
Oh, Fallon, no, I did not FaceTime that creepy man because he doesn't get my cell phone number.
You
know that guy on the... If y'all missed it, there's a man and he knows things about Africa because he's been there. And he is arguing about how it's okay to call groups of African children hordes of Africans and shit. Yeah. And then he's like, I don't understand. Explain it to me. FaceTime me. Tell me what I did wrong. FaceTime me. It doesn't have to be right now. Just FaceTime me. I'm like, I'm not having any... I'm not fucking FaceTiming your weird, creepy, random ass.
Man,
I don't fucking know you.
We don't want to see you naked. Like, outside of, like, scientific purposes, we don't want to see you naked.
Unless you're about to give us a white-on-white crime story.
Yeah, like, if you are you jumping in a shark tank? Are you picking a fight with a couple walking outside of a Chick-fil-A? Like, if you're going to be a naked white man, you do something that will help us get more Patreon subscribers. All right?
Yes.
We need to make money off white naked white men.
What?
I can't make money off naked white men?
Dennis Hoff died yesterday, by the way.
Was he naked?
He might have been.
Okay, I can work with that.
No, he's the guy who owned the Bunny Ranch in Vegas.
Oh, he was that pimp that was running for Congress?
Yep. He died.
Yeah, so a pimp was running for Congress, so Tariq Nasheed has high aspirations now.
Well, I mean, he was an old white man, too. And a libertarian. And supported Sesta Fosta.
Supported? Oh, because he was punk motherfucker. Uh-huh. Yeah, fuck you, nigga. I hope you died under mysterious-ass motherfucking circumstances. Punk-ass nigga. Fuck you, Hoffman. Fuck your death. Fuck your life. And fuck all your friends that care about you. And whatever your favorite food is, I won't eat that anymore.
Rumor has it he OD'd because his birthday was 2 days ago and he OD'd at his birthday party.
Oh, nigga, I hope somebody slips some shit in your shit. And I literally mean shit. I hope you got shit poisoned. And I hope it was fucking liquidy shit from somebody who knew they weren't supposed to be eating ice cream and fucking sloppy joes at the same time. Nigga, fuck you. It's a serious news program.
It's a very serious news program.
All right. So we're in Florida, in Niceville. Yes. Which I'd love to hear the rappers out of there. God damn, Niceville. What kind of horseshoe gang ass MCs is coming out that motherfucker? all right. George Foreman grill. All right, whatever.
There's a lot happening in this story.
A house caught fire after a naked white man baked cookies on a George Foreman. That goes against the word baked. Grilling and baking and frying and boiling, these are all different things. Smoking is a different thing. Rotisserie is a different thing. You don't bake cookies on a grill. Continuing, he left them unattended because Florida. So the firefighter fellers, they arrived at a smoke-filled home on Date Palm Drive. The feller answered the door naked and said, quote, "I'm sorry," end quote, then closed the motherfucking door. What? And then the police fellers arrived, and then he answered the door and left it open this time. And then walked deeper into the home that had several items on fire. Fuck it. Several items. Just items. They don't even care to name them.
No.
Whatever. Now, he showed no signs of caring for his safeties. Safeties, check me out. So the officers removed the man from the house. This is a quote from the report, the official report. "He would have been seriously injured or could have possibly died." Really? Now, continuing to get some fact-based facts to get the context together. The man admitted to drinking 2 liters of vodka and smoking marijuana since 9 p.m., the call came at about 12 a.m. Police said he tried to put dry towels on top of the fire. Dry towels on a fire. Yeah, dry fabric. That'll put the fire out.
It will put the fire out.
The fire that came from baking cookies on a grill.
Yes.
Like, was he trying to make fucking... Are these alt pancakes? What the fuck was he trying to do? God, that's the best I got. Alt pancakes. This is the end of the story. The police fellers said he tried to put dry towels on the fire grill, but the towels also caught fire. Huh. Surprise, surprise. And as it tends to go with white men, the man was not injured.
Hmm.
Let me take a look at the archive chat space, and then we'll kill whatever's in rest and get to
Mr. Jones.
Okay.
All right, there's Fallon Matthew of FallonKitty.com, and there's Tally Loco. Said, I'm lonely and got time. Let me get him then. Fallon Loco said, why would he support it? Yeah, because Sester Foster helps his business because he's legal.
Right, yeah. So he runs a legal brothel in Nevada, which means that he's not going to be penalized by Sester Foster. But then that also means that he can be just more of an asshole to his employees because they can't afford to get fired in this climate. And then on top of that, he also has like a really sweet way to promote his business to customers by saying, hey, y'all can come in here because it's legal. You don't have to worry about getting arrested and it's safe and like there's no pimps and you don't have to find somebody on the street. Like, you know, we have indoor services. So it's basically just profitable for him both ways, both to exploit workers and to finesse new customers in.
There's no pimps. Uh-huh.
No. No.
All right.
No. Nigga, we doing this fucking Spanaway story.
So, oh, shit. Fine. Fine, you want to take me back home?
You wanted to be like, put in, next time you do it to Tacoma and Spanaway.
And you did, this nigga be doing show prep live on the show. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, now you just, niggas just want to stand around and laugh. I thought you wanted to do a show.
You are listening to White on White Crime. In the wine cellar.
Uh-huh.
So this is by Sean Robinson, who noted that he compiled this story from reports from Tacoma Police and the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. And he entitled this piece, Police Beat, a sports card fetish, a bleeding landlord, and a metal thief. But we're only going to do the first one.
Oh, wait. Actually, Police Beat?
Yes. That's like a whole list. We're only doing the first one.
Yeah, in the News Tribune. Radio Company. Oh, what the fuck did I click on? That was the wrong one. I was supposed to click on the other one.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time. Even the ugly ones.
Okay.
Even those. Yeah, we're only doing the first one. There's like a whole list, but this one is the one.
Oh yeah, Police Beat's been my shit since I was 11 years old. I've been reading Police Beat forever.
So this is what was in the police reports. So it's not written like a traditional article, right? This is just clips, excerpts from the reports. So the man demanded sports cards. He insisted they depict female athletes for special reasons. The dispatch call reported an assault to a business. Two Tacoma officers drove around the 5500 block of 6th Avenue and spoke to a clerk at a sports shop. The clerk said the man entered the store and demanded, quote, female cards. The clerk didn't understand what the man meant and asked for clarification. Then the man began screaming profanities. The clerk said the language is unacceptable. So the man slapped him and punched him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the man ran away. The clerk provided a description. White male, about 30, tall, thin, blonde hair, blue hoodie. Can never trust people in hoodies.
Damn, that could be Derek. You never know. I just said the nigga's name. God damn. Fuck it. I don't care. He's white. I'm like,
The officers started searching. Soon they spotted a man walking nearby who matched the description. Tacoma police stopped walking, one officer said. The man stopped. The officers approached and cuffed him. The man, 29, was sweating. Officers asked why he was sweating. The man said, because I was running.
Wait a second. It's saying Pierce County Sheriff's and Tacoma Police.
Yeah.
And it said 6th Avenue, 5500 block.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've changed the jurisdictions since I left.
Oh. Because
before I left, all right, so when you go north out of Spanaway, you go to Parkland and then you go to Tacoma, like if you stay on Pacific Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
But once you pass 112th Street, that's the end of the Pierce County Sheriff's jurisdiction and the beginning of Tacoma Police jurisdiction, right? So like, say you're running from the cops, in out of Parkland, Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
If you pass 112th Street, the Tacoma Police legally have to stop. I've seen niggas do that shit.
Maybe the store was in Pierce County because Tacoma Police actually stopped him.
It's all Pierce County.
Or I'm sorry. What did I say?
Spanaway.
No, it says compiled from Tacoma Police and Pierce County Sheriff's Department.
So they work together now.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn, the police state intensifies. So this is just my guess now. I'm betting they're sharing jurisdiction now.
Probably.
Holy fuck.
Yes. So they said, why are you sweating? And the man said, because I was running. When they asked why, he said, because I slapped a man and I knew you were coming for me.
God damn. Woo.
As the officers put the man into the patrol car, he demanded an attorney. They didn't ask him questions, but he started talking.
Oh, God. Nigga, you have... White men hate having rights. That when white men talk about losing their rights, they're full of shit. He had the right to remain silent, but what did he do?
Started talking.
He started running his Martha Frackin' Milo Yiggy Yapper mouth.
And he said... He entered the store and asked for female sports cards, volleyball players, softball players, and wrestlers because he takes them home and uses them to gratify himself.
I respect that.
Why would you tell that to the police?
He doesn't have the internet. Maybe he's keeping it old school.
Oh my God. The man said he got mad when the clerk told him the store didn't have any female cards, and then he said he slapped the clerk and tried to punch him. Officers have since booked this unnamed man into the Pierce County Jail on suspicion of assault.
Yo.
What the fuck, William?
I lived in this shit, man. That's the cold shit. Like, y'all think it's bugged out that I lived in Florida. I lived in Spanaway. I lived in that. Like, that guy was my neighbor. All right. People you've seen on some of the funniest episodes of Cops were my biological father's crackhead friends.
Look, I'm not going to go into these stories, but I did Google the Spanaway man arrested.
You were about to say due diligence.
Maybe. Spanaway man drunkenly shoots ex-girlfriend with buckshot. Spanaway man shoots at people who stop for car trouble. Armed robber shot by deputies after holding up Spanaway Walmart.
Oh, fuck, we have a Walmart now? I said we. Like, I'm still there.
Yes. Police man muttering about killing people and dogs walks down Spanaway Street with shotgun.
That's okay.
Spanaway man's foot amputated after being shot during carjacking.
What?
Yeah, you know what? We're going to start doing some Spanaway shit.
You know what? We'll get a whole new bevy of listeners. And you know, the funny thing is, they're going to be listening like... Is that Billy Washington? Because before foster care, my last name was Washington. And some cats might recognize me from elementary and junior high school. Camas Prairie Elementary and Cedar Crest Junior High School. Spanaway, motherfucker. All right. So, Elizabeth Warren used... like pseudo indigenous identity for political points.
Yes.
And I don't have a partisan bias, so I don't give a shit.
Mm.
Like, I clown all these niggas. But Alex Jones and other white supremacists are going after Elizabeth McWarren. All right. Bring that up on the old deal there.
Oh, I keep forgetting about the beard gang.
God. Yes, Alex Jones's beard gang now. All right. I know folks like that. We're going to put some of his pictures up. Are there like Facebook groups for that, for lusting, right?
Ew. Like Thirst Trap Friday.
You think they're not filling the Jones?
No, I don't.
Wait till they hear his voice.
There's a lot of delicious irony taking place. Stormy.
They're not filling that voice?
No.
They're not. But
he sounds like he gargles with gravel before he starts his shows.
That's freedom. He gets to do that.
Okay.
Daniels, the exploitive, in my view, deceptive harpy, raised $500,000+ on her GoFundMe account.
I'm doing this as a lead-in, because just to see how Alex Jones, he doesn't really do segues.
No.
He just keeps freestyling.
No.
And now it's been thrown out, and it turns out that's going to be the amount of money, or close to it, that she has to pay in legal fees to the president. President rips horse face storming.
That's his long-ass pause.
Mm-hmm.
The exploitive, confirm the letter. Again, I'll get to more of this later. And sure, is it important as geopolitical events or communist China or censorship? No. But it's something that captures the public mind of injustice and fraud. Pocahontas had a hoax article in the Boston Globe for her launch of the 2020 presidential run.
All right, so saying you might run for president means hoax article.
Yes. Yeah. And it also means you're definitely having a presidential run.
Popular politicians may be running for president. Hoax.
She admits that. And it turns out that she's 1/1024th.
I know it is some wild fraction like that, but you know Jones always exaggerates.
Yeah.
Yes.
American Indian. It's so low that they had to use another genetic sample out of Latin America, hoping to have some connection.
Because you know how there's like Cherokee people in Latin America. That's actually where they originated.
Tainachi. Si, güey.
Turns out that the average white person in North America has 10 times the Native American blood that she does. It turns out she's one of the purest Caucasians walking the face of terra firma.
All right, so this is where things are going. All right, white people are... Wow. Oh, yeah, that image. That's not going to translate well on our shit because our screen is very low quality. We don't have a lot of money dollars in the wine cellar. But they have an image on InfoWars, and you can look it up yourself. The name of their article is Elizabeth Warren Gets Great Idea, and it's... you know, like her face with a headdress photoshopped onto it, with a bow and arrow photoshopped through her head, and like a black hand print photoshopped across her mouth. It's fucking wild. Yeah, they go, and that's the thing, they're playing racism against a white person.
Yeah.
It's fucking fantastic, amazing.
She is a true crackerhead.
All right. I don't know if you know that, but I guess if a white person doesn't like a white person, you call them a crackerhead.
Yeah, yeah.
Goddamn crackerhead. You're fucking crack. No, no, Brett. You're a crackerhead. I told you to fucking put your hand over her mouth, bro. Quit acting like a crackerhead. I did my part. I turned up the stereo, bro. You're a fucking crackerhead, dude.
A crackerhead.
Yeah. And I just did that Brett Kavanaugh story. All right. Because Brett Kavanaugh's a rapist. Yeah. Let it see known. Fuck that nigga.
Caucasians walking the face of terra firma. She is a true crackerhead. In the sweetest endearing terms. And the fact that they want Trump to apologize.
They really photoshopped her over Land of Lakes Butter.
Oh, my God. But it says Land of Fakes behind her.
Holy shit. And it says Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Princess Spreading Bull, which double entendre, double entendre. This is disgusting. They're fucking wild. Oh, and they also have up at the top, Harvard churn 3.125% pure. They should have just put 3/5. They should have went for it. Go all the way.
Apologize is absolutely ridiculous and pay up to her when he'd have to do the test himself, as he said, swab her cheek and then send it in. And quite frankly, I think it would probably come in higher than that. Most people have, you know, part of 1%, a little smattering, but no, not her. She is a thoroughbred cracker. And so you've got...
That's right. Alex Jones is calling someone a thoroughbred cracker. She's bugged out, right?
Yeah.
Got the tribe coming out saying she's a liar. She claimed...
That's actually not what they said, by the way.
What did they say? Do you remember off the top of your head?
What they basically said is, like, DNA tests are bullshit because that doesn't, like, make you native in the context that you can't enroll for a tribe by saying, I'm, like, I have X amount of native blood. You have to actively... like, be engaged with the tribe. You have to be, you know, doing things with the tribe. You can't just, you know, essentially, you can't claim to have a Native experience just because you have part Native blood in you, but you've never lived in, around with, or studied Native people or cultures. Hmm. Like, that, they're like, yeah, she's not getting enrolled in the tribe. It's not like she's, like, Cherokee, you know.
And I thought another one, like, did somebody else was fucking with Ho-Chunk?
Yes.
You saw that shit? Yes. Who was that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I saw that shit, like, today while I was on break at the shift.
Yeah, but it's hard to get into Ho-Chunk Nation, though. You have to have a living relative to DNA match, too.
You have to be a rich white man that did a movie and won an Oscar and did a speech about climate change. Matt Damon, he's Ho-Chunk. Uh-huh. And Phoenix Kalita is not, because she got too much nigger blood in her system.
Basically.
And those engines, they're not too fond of Africans. They don't like niggers with settler privilege. They said, yo, nappy ass head, you can't get with this, because we Ho-Chunk. And you niggers just got that Ho-Funk. Little nigger, 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 not one of us.
Okay, they were much more polite over the phone.
Or were they?
They were!
FallonKitty.com, Fallon Matthew said, Alex Jones sounds like an apocalyptic video game villain, the redneck survivalist and fundamentalist boss you've got to beat to advance to fight the military who was secretly behind the zombie breakout.
Hmm.
I don't know if you knew that.
Hmm.
I'll give him a few more seconds on the old Jones Arena, and then we got to get out of here. I'm going to have an adult beverage, get ready for bed, and go do another shift at the old plantation and try to get this fracking bonus. Because we're poor.
Cherokees out of Oklahoma and Texas, and it's simply amazing. So it's but they're trying to spin that oh, look, it's the proof. She has 0/1-023. My God.
He just named out somebody's fucking prison inmate number. What the fuck was that? Now, that's like X-rated's old name. West Coast hip-hop heads get it.
Mm.
You got more Native American blood if you look at one. I mean, this is unbelievable.
That was damn near like black people snapping. You got more Native American blood if you look at one.
Mm.
He should have just said your face.
Bull. And they try to spin that as if we've got egg on our face. I mean, if it came back that she was 13% or 16%, depending on the different tribes, they accept that. If she was 13% or 16%, I'd say, whoa, Trump, get her tested again, make sure, pay up, he pay up. But it's not true. She's one of the whitest people ever known since we migrated to this continent.
Migrated.
Sure, that's what happened.
Yeah. Since we migrated
to this continent, 10 or 16%, I'd say, whoa, a blood, half a drop. Think about that. That is unbelievable. I'm something like 6.5% from family records. I wouldn't call myself Native American. Imagine her. She's 1/1,023,000. Will be.
Dave. Fucking, they have another image of McElizabeth Warren up, and they put a fucking Hitler mustache on her face.
I don't know, they
go for it, man.
Yeah. But these are the people that you're supposed to have civil discourse with, though.
Yeah! When they go low, we get high as fuck, obviously.
Mm.
Jesus. Yeah, so there you go. White on white crime, no serious news. We'll be back later,
yeah.
And we'll say something to make you sad, because apparently that's what you like.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Yeah.
I can judge you.
Excuse?
PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Remember, the Patreon.com, not like other Patreons. It's not a whole bunch of exclusive hidden away from folks. That's really just you choosing to pay a tax so that it could exist for other people to have.
Yes.
It is a self-imposed tax so that the wine cellar can fix potholes in the road of independent media.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. All right. And in the archive chat space, Tally Loco said, make us sad. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to make podcasting sad again. Have a good one.